Okay.
Wait, let's work for him. Okay, he's hitting that. Okay. Abla Shlemus Kramati Achasi.
Abla Shlemus.
Or on the Shomen Chotze Varim, which one?
Yeah, so did that.
Samachas, okay, yeah. Abel, Ashlemus Kramati Achasi. Lishtoit Akola Chosel Ashlemoi. Shlemus is to be shaled on everything. Ueno Misparit Ba'atzmoi. Elba Shabor Achas Mashin Komaso Ashlemus. It's not the Anhoga of Shlemus, the Anhoga of Yichud, has another following property to it. It's not mechulik into any individual pieces. In other words, let's give an example. If a person has a corporation and there's one person in charge of research and development, so the research and development guy is going to work on research and development. And if somebody comes up to him with an idea for an advertising, it doesn't make a difference to him. He's not interested in that. So on the level of different divisions, each division is its own thing. And you can have discrepancies in how quickly one is going over the other. In the Hanhog of Shlemus, the person on top, he's supposed to make sure that there is no, that advertising doesn't become its own fiefdom and research doesn't become its own fiefdom and so on. So in that hug of Shlemus, in Shlemus, there's no such thing as this is more important for Shlemus than that. That word doesn't exist. In other words, so in this hug of Shlemus, all of it comes as one. Vitiri. And this is true, especially about the neshama. Vitiri. Kala kavana zoisi lahagba neshama la gufla zachachoy. The kavan is be magbun neshama on the group of zacher, kidei shegam or kel yisparach yimadol kifalei. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give it its schar. Lias gam hu megalos lemusay. Notice the schar ultimately is our shleimus connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu shleimus. V'takin komu uvas losan shabodom kishvan leel. V'aguf muchal leperonis eis asher shalat v'adam. Ki chen yavta Kadosh Baruch Hu shemusay. In the guf, on the world of the guf, we have different kufis, different zmanim, different pieces. Everything is chilukim, which are the problems. So, all of this is waiting to be awakened by, to be. So each and every Avera on its own is like a hest upon him in the world. The Nisham is like the Aura that's waiting to be mayor on all of it, put it together.
It's sort of like dark language, you know, that every part of the body is Mucham Leparanos. Isa Shoshalat. Like, what's the
very simple?
Very
simple. Yeah. Okay. Let's give an example. If the stomach becomes its own entity, and eating becomes not part of the picture, not the recreation, so there's no end to it. There's no end to Taiva Sachila. No end to Taiva Snoshim. There's no end to Atzlis. There's no end to anything. In other words, every single Aver, if it breaks away from that hug close to the goof and becomes its own thing, then it can hijack
the entire operation.
Yeah, it's inherently bad when it's not controlled. Baby, every part of a car is dangerous if you're not controlling it. In other words, any piece, there's a lashon in the lashonis of Kadmonim when they speak about the shviras hakelim. They say that it was a matzah, but the spheres were very independent, and each one said, "I'm not emloich. I'm boss," and that's when everything imploded. In other words, if any, it's just like in any company, any organization. I don't want to give away any astonished secrets, but in any organization, if any part doesn't see itself, any part doesn't see itself as part of the whole thing, it's destructive. For instance, in a yeshiva, if the fundraising department doesn't see itself as part of a yeshiva, and it starts fundraising by having all sorts of
NASCAR racing,
huh?
NASCAR racing,
yeah.
It's
worse than that. It's automatic. Since the fundraising department was not designed as a fundraising department, as an entity itself, it's destructive. It's only when it's mishtayach to bigger picture. So the job of a CEO, a president, etc., etc., is to give the sense of achdus into all of it. Your place is this. Your role is this. This is how much you're contributing. This is how much you're taking. This is how you're going to come. That's the knowledge of it. I think the point they just mentioned now is an important point. You know, everybody says, well, Christianity and such and such religions deny the guf and this and that. We believe there's a place for everything, and it's good to enjoy us a little bit, it's good to this and this and so on and so forth. That's your typical dated Kirov line. It's a sheker. There is nothing good in achila as achila. There's nothing good in Titus Noshan as Noshan. There's nothing good in sports as sports. In as much as these are halakim of a bigger picture, in other words, every single activity has its place to be used to serve a purpose. The purpose is one purpose, and the purpose is not in the achila. If achila takes on a life of its own, it becomes destructive. Everything has to have a certain part of the big echad.
So the real difference philosophically, theologically, between Yiddishkeit and other systems is that we believe that everything does have
gets
some
used
function.
Yes, exactly.
Whereas some, there's like the you know, yashka and the anti-yashka.
Because in a certain sense, you are going to... you're going to come to the same trap, because if you're telling me there's no use for X, Y, or Z, then that's mechutz l'machna.
So it's like a shtei reshuyos.
Exactly. A person has in himself a craving for friendship, for physical contact, for achila, for relaxing. The question is, who tells who what you're supposed to do? If your stomach and eyes tell you, wow, this cake looks good, this looks good, chocolate looks enticing, then it's a problem. But if you sit down and say yourself, I always tell people, a person needs downtime, and it's important to have downtime. But it's important to be balabas in the downtime. It's your decision. I need to take 2 hours off and lay on the beach and do nothing. If it's your decision and you put the time frame to it, that's fine. But if you plop down because you feel like plopping down and just stay as long as you feel like plopping down, that's a problem. Then you've made something else the balabas on you. The
viewing something as a tool and
correct. Correct. It's a difference between seeing something as it. And that's the... If there's echad, there's only one tachlis and one purpose. And everything, if it's made part of it. So there's a cheshbon. You know, this the amount of downtime I'm taking. I told somebody once in Eish HaTorah, one of the types of people that would show up at these places would be very much into healthy lifestyle, vegan, vegetarian, etc., etc. So somebody asked him, what does the Torah say about health foods? This guy was really went out of his way. So he said, if the pshat is, I'll give you a mashal. Imagine you buy machinery for $100,000 for your place, and you run, and you don't spend another nickel for maintenance. So after 2 or 3 years, it runs itself to the ground, and your $100,000 investment is gone. That's one side. Imagine the other side. A person spends $80,000 a year in maintenance for these machines. So then you say to yourself, yes, those machines last, but you could have bought 3 machines in the same for that same price. It doesn't make any sense. I said, if a person says to himself, listen, taking care of myself requires X, Y, and Z, I will spend an hour a day, and I will gain a lifetime 2 hours, or every hour of my life will be quality time. That makes a lot of sense. But let's say a person spends 10 hours a day, he spent over his lifetime 10 years getting the elderberry juice, the right organic elderberry juice, from this to this place 2 hours away, and it added 2 years to his life. So he was mevaspis 10 years for 2 years. That doesn't make any sense. So, you know, it's the maintenance of the body has to be in line with the goal. In other words, so if health food is the pshat, I want to eat healthy, I'll spend X amount of time worrying about it, think about it, and do this and this, and it will give me a better quality life. That's fantastic. But if it becomes a thing on its own right, it becomes a cause and a movement, and you chol nafsho, chol levav, chol nafsho meidecha into the health food, then you have a problem. And then it's counter what you had in mind. Even quicker than if this is man, there are times for emotional expression. In other words, somebody comes to you with a problem. How much of it should you spend on feeling? How much should you spend on doing? How much should you spend on reacting? How much should you feel? There's a whole mishnah. And all of it, if a person says, I don't bother to empathize, all I do is I run and do it effectively, it's lacking.
Somebody who just like reads poetry all day and it just gets
it's
lost.
Exactly. So this is the Kuzari's main point. When the Chava asked him, when the Kuzari asked the Chava, you know, if you guys are so spiritual, why don't you sit all day on a mountain and, you know, this and that? And he said, you just didn't get it. Torah is giving each koch its balance. Like a Torah creator's always called, they all have a balance. And the balance is needed in its right place, its right time. It's a. I think also the story there's a mashgiach in Kfar Chassidim called Reb Doiv Yaffe. He's today from the Ziknei Mashpiyim in the world, in the Yeshiva world. Very fine Yid, Rebbe Chasam Yid. He was a bachal who learned when the Chassidish was still alive. And he would come down to Bnei Brak Kenya to speak to Chassidish. So he once came to Chassidish with an idea that he wants to make of a debartabam miftza. That Yeshiva Bachum should only speak a learning and that's it. Like, you know, Chassidish didn't say anything. The next time Reb Doiv Yaffe came, the Chassidish said, let's go for a walk. So Chassidish took him for a walk for an hour or whatever. And they walked all the streets, and Chassidish pointed out where they're building new things and where they're laying the road. He just spoke about Milad Alma. And then he turned around to Reb Doiv Yaffe, and he said, Berale, Berale, Dov in Yiddish is Berale. Sicha is mitzorchei haguf. Sicha is something that we do. No, we must wissen the mos, but you have to know how much. In other words, there's no such thing as talking and having an interaction with people via speech isn't a necessary ingredient of binan l'chaveres. That's the ingredient of how this woman wants us to be. The chiddush is to know when you're wasting time, when you're plopping, and when you're actually doing something with it. It's always in and the kli to measure it is the seichel. So seichel says it's needed. This we need. This is too much. This is overdoing it. This is, you know, it's okay. So that's Chassidish says. The Rambam, the Moreh Nevuchim, says that the v'halachta v'drocha of to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not only it's not emulating specific mitzvah. The v'halachta v'drocha is more than anything else the control panel controlling the different segments of the person's midas. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, the word midas means they are measured. They come with amounts. That no midah is good in itself. Every midah has to be measured. That's what's called a midah. It's an amount of something. So the seichel, the das of a person, that's the most mahu afata, that we need to be like a Kadosh Baruch Hu in that way.
It's almost like a chef. You know, if all a chef had was great ingredients, then that wouldn't be good food. It's the balance and the interplay. If it was only salt, there's only pepper, there's only...
Right.
So it's that certainly a person needs to invest in quality ingredients. A person needs to invest in being a rachum. A person
right.
needs to invest in being...
correct. But the bright report... Imagine, let's say, somebody knows that the pastry oven makes the best cakes. Really good stuff. So he wants to know the secret of it. So he stands outside by the garbage can and he sees what they throw out. So in a week's time, they threw out 20 packages of flour, 3 of margarine, 1 of eggs, that. So he now knows the ingredients. So he takes all those ingredients, puts it together in a mixer, bakes it, and then writes on it, compare with the ingredients in pastry. It's not going to be the same, I assure you, because it's not just a mixture. It's how it's mixed, how it's processed, what comes first, the midah means the proportion of things is something which is part of what the thing is. That's a crucial part of it. V'omnom b'dava zeh b'yaru yafu v'dashash rashbi. In the Rai Mehem Nezal, the Isla Minda, the Iriskari Chacham Halmina Chachmas. We need to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Chacham. Kim Levad Mashe Pirsh by Yoda Emes Vidarke Makreshim, Hine Pshusha Maimel Amadash Rolik Rolmaila, Shesha Kadosh Baruch Kinuim Rabu, Loli Fatal Fibriyasa, Uma Shomal Shame Berion of Asidli Boris, the Omnam Omral Shame Berion Hupashim. So all the names and appellations we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu are those that are shayach to Brias, not to himself. We're never describing, it's just like when let's say I'm giving you instructions on how to use a computer program. So I tell you, when this button press this and go to this and open this and fill in this, isn't that? So I'm not talking about what the program is. I'm not teaching programming. I'm teaching you how to use what comes out on the interface. That's what I'm teaching you. So that's what's coming out.
So we're saying that all the kinuim of Akadosh Baruch Hu ultimately to us have nothing to do with the operating system.
Right. In other words, kinuim are portals for us. This is where you press to go back to the square, this is where you press to continue, this is where you press to this, this is where you press to that.
And then theoretically it could be totally different. It's a different program, it would have totally different, so it's,
correct.
We should never...
Correct. The program is not is designed for us, not for Akadosh Baruch Hu.
Right, so just like it would be foolish to assume that a computer is a browser.
Exactly.
Or a computer is a video game.
Correct, 100%. Abel Eila Midas Tamei Elik Fiyash Abrez Eloi Mashar Atzav Ve'omro Kegavna Dobar Nishmasa Vehu Heyois Metzias HaNeshama Mashar Tzivash Bein Evreis Oifachim Mari Alma Ala Kol Shmohon Loi Kegavna Desfiron. So too the Akadosh Baruch Hu, all the names are based on the spheres. Umari Bainalom less the Shem Yidia if Hakan less than Shmasa. The Neshama Kadosh Baruch Hu the same in that. It itself is an intangible quality. It's like a person that I say this person has a deep neshama, this person is very deep. I can never touch the neshama. I touch his seichel, his midas, and things like that, but I don't touch the neshama itself. Vitzor Shatir Midaktekes Hetiv al Davazek, the Hometzi is a goof and Shama Burio of Hal Tolibazek. The Hina Odni Yachitz was like Fishimusa, Yachitz was like Shemikinu, the Fishimusa, There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one that made the name, so you don't know. You can Mashin Yoidni Dir Shlemi Efshar the Doisa. Vomnam Anach Masigin Bechvoides Baruch Midas Pratis. We do. We are Omir Amidas Pratis. Rachmanis Bemshal and so on. Kol Midas Shana Masigin Boy Mitzat Poloisa Pei. Oysam Amidas Shana Vi Masigin Boy Menakoidu Amuucha. The Fishu is Baruch Noisa Masog Azois. Lefi Asog Azois Shisagne Bechvoides and Mechanis Bechanim Eilu. Rachma Moishel Amik Shev Geitzi. Behine Ava Pishu is Baruch Shem Musa Huba Ubilti Bal Gvul Vishir Kalal. Avla Eila Amidas Shirotzebam. Hine rotzabam bigvul v'shir shirotzah. V'alkein l'mida achas is called Rachmanes, the other one Memshola, Koyach, Av, Chikula. V'im Rachmanes, Al Rachmanes, so in the mida itself, you only have that mida. It's like all you have in this place to click is a way to download the file. V'gamei Rachmanes, Elo, Oysa, Shir, 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 It's not because Baruch has only this. This is, I can only do X, Y, and Z over here. Because Baruch wants to use these points to interact, so that's what we have to use. When I say that person, this guy is a softy, that limits the person. The person by etzem is a softy, and he's not capable of doing something tough, hard, or whatever. So we have to believe the midas are things that are limited. They describe interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the midah of Rachmanis, you have only Rachmanis. It's no way a reflection of the amount of Rachmanis or the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in any way whatsoever.
How does this relate to us? Because our neshama is
okay, next paragraph. Great.
Yud Kevavke
is an entirety of our world, which is a correct assessment for us. But does that describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If, let's say, I live in a building and every apartment in the building is owned by so-and-so, so it's appropriate for me to say that every apartment is owned by so-and-so, but I have no idea of how many other buildings he owns. In other words, I can say that these are the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he connects it to Neshama.
Chachma is not a midah because
there's no limit. It is. Chachma is a certain process. I can, you know, people can know something by Chachma,
right.
They can know something by intuition. Chachma is called a Mida. It's a certain, it has certain Hagdaris. Bina is a different type of Chachma, a different level.
Can be too much of a Chachma, not enough of a maybe. I mean,
that's very possible.
There are people who know tremendous amounts, but like are not
process
very wise.
And vice versa. Ata novin ze inyatsme beguf in neshama. Ke agufu bal chalok veron pratim. It ashmishim pratim ugbolim. Am neshama lefeatsme inyin echot. Chutz ikon inyin aguf legamri. Bechol drochem drochem acherim shayim rak aguf chol mikol. Afil miyona yageshim atzmo. Ale fishe oisiko meis aguf yesu vesoichu yeshimas boz na aguf. Yeroye bein aguf loitzu vese. Ake niko roya shimas kol shaki yoy. So anything, any activities that we're capable of doing are all in line with that same inyin. So the neshama itself is above everything, but it's capable of using all the varim to do what they need to do. So every part of the whole is bounded, it's limited, and it is a part of the whole. So every part is part of the whole, but the whole itself is not a part. It doesn't have any shaykhs being part and so on. Amran is Shama, Zaysia Kabbalah Varis being Guflin Shakabolum Varis being Guflin Shama, with Shagol Sitak Lahobin called Yanni Adam Mahozmana. Okay, we'll hold it here.
I'm going to miss you, Rebbe.
We can come to that store if you want to treat yourself.
Very tempting.
I'd like to be the next 3 weeks in Mitzvah.